Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life After Happiness. The today, apparently my co-host Barbara is not going to be able to be with us, but you know, we miss her. And our guest today is psychic and medium Joseph Darrow. Are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you?
Good, great. Now, let me ask you this. When you get something like coming that's a psychic feeling or a medium feeling, do they come across in different ways?
Yes, it does. It kind of depends on the energy that I'm encountering. Like, spirit will, honestly, with spirit, sometimes I can literally see spirit, like, walk up to me and, like, want to say something, or even just kind of, like, the feeling of somebody with me and they want to speak. I guess it's just how my brain interprets that. Something on a more psychic level, I can only explain it as maybe just intuitively knowing, or, you know, just knowing, like, within me, like, okay, that's it, maybe, and that's, like, the way to go, that's my answer, that's the answer for somebody else. It comes very quickly.
I understand. Well, we have some callers here waiting to talk to you. Would you be okay with taking a few callers?
Sure. We can do that.
Now, this first one is area code 775. 775, are you there?
Oh, thank you so much. My name is Wendy from California.
Wendy?
Hi. I have a couple of things going on. One of them is I have a dear friend. Her name is Rosie. She's about 100 miles away, and we've been friends for almost 40 years. Out of the blue, she got upset with me on the phone 1 week ago today, and I feel for no good reason at all. Is she going to contact me? Are we going to renew our friendship?
I do feel like even though she was like maybe was mad at you at that moment, I feel like your friendship is not over. It's like, you know, things happen and people, you know, sometimes just maybe you got her in a bad, she was just in an awkward mood, and I feel like you'll speak to her again. I feel like though,
so,
you have to be the one to reach out on the phone.
Oh, I do.
Which that's not a bad thing. It's just, you know, reach out and you reach out and you wait for her to respond to you.
Okay. And I think you said that I have to be the one to reach out. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Wow. Well, okay. I hope she doesn't hang up on me or anything. If I call her, will she be okay?
I think she'll be okay. I just feel like, you know, whatever was said, it's just like, I feel like it's just something that you both can, I guess you can work out. It's not like it's the end all thing. You've been also, I just feel like for you, Cindy, that you've been more expressive of yourself, more like, you've been spending so much time like digging deep with you, and now you're just like, you're just saying what's on your mind and not holding back so much. I like that. I think you can need to continue doing that.
Okay. Well, I think I've been very supportive and kind to her and very conscientious of everything. And she had asked me to go on the internet and find information about reverse mortgage. And I sent it over, and I included a few cute articles I've found. And I also sent her an email stating, I understand the stress she's going through with her reverse mortgage. And also, she's very scared about COVID because she works in a casino. And I told her that I'll always be there for her. So I'm clueless about what happened.
If this woman, if she's like retreating within herself, honestly, it's just a period that she has to go through. There's really nothing like, there's not truly that you've done wrong, as you being a friend. It's just her, you know, maybe just having a bad, you know, a bad moment, and she just needed to get, like, I guess, be quiet and be herself with
herself
for a while. I honestly don't feel like something, I don't feel like anything's wrong with her.
All right. So when do you think that Rosie and I will recover our friendship? When will we speak again?
I feel like that would be as early, like, if not now, then within my friendship, but at least talking alone, like, as early as, like, next month, which is not that far away. September is only, the 25th. So we only have, like, a week left of August, and then we're into September.
All right.
So, like,
well,
if not now, then very, very soon.
Well, when I speak to her, when the timing feels right, I'm going to tell her that moving forward, I feel like we need to build a bridge, not a mountain. And I think that we need better communication, and that I'm going to ask her to please communicate with me if there's ever anything going on so that we can avoid this happening in the future.
Right, which is, you have every right to you know, express that, which is being, you know, I like you being assertive and just, you know, in the nicest way, you know, just saying, you know, like, kind of like, what the hell, and to, you know, what, like...
I'm shocked. It makes no sense to me. So was it because she was stressed out about her reverse mortgage and afraid about COVID at work?
There are stresses with her. There's, I also feel like, more personal, and she hasn't told you about those yet. But maybe feel like fear about the COVID and like her mortgage is a factor in that. But there's other things piling on top of that with her own home.
Okay. And my other so, you know, I'm thinking about calling her this Sunday, maybe around 11
okay.
o'clock. Would that be okay?
That feels wonderful to me. If anything,
okay.
if anything, you leave a message and, you know, and you open it for the, you open up the conversation and doesn't even have to be, you know, say, like, I'd love to speak to her. You don't get to talk to her directly.
Okay, so it might be that I'm going to leave her a message, I guess you're telling me, and when she hears
yes.
the message, she'll decide to call me back?
So, yes.
Okay, on the same day? This is going to be this Sunday.
May not be the same day, she'll be speaking to her.
Okay, but it'll be early September that we start talking again, right?
Right. That's what I'm feeling, because one, you, like, I feel like you want it so much, and I, like, whatever's going on with her is going to work out. She really just needs to, I think, like, take a step back and just breathe. Just breathe in and just, like, you know, relax a bit. And it's like, what she's going through, it will work out. She just has to just take one day at a time.
Okay. Well, and that sounds good. And also, I'm on a medical leave. I have been since mid-January. And I got a surprise. I was speaking to Ashley, who works for a sister company. And she told me that actually I'm eligible for their group insurance at this point. And all it will take is a note from my primary care doctor, you know, periodically stating that I'm still not physically well enough to do my job. So technically, I could draw this until October 13th of 2021. So how long do you see me drawing this group insurance?
How long you'll be doing it?
I didn't hear.
I'm sorry, is that what you're asking? I'm like asking how long you'll be doing it?
Yes, how long will it? But basically, I'll get it as long as my primary care doctor writes me off. Nothing big and fancy, no, just stating that I'm not physically fit to do my well enough to do my job right now. So, and I may be changing my doctor. I'm going to contact her on Monday, and then hopefully, I'm hoping she extends me, and then after that, I might switch to a new doctor. But how long do you think I'll be off? On this group insurance, would it be all the way to October 13th, 2021?
You will definitely have it for at least a year. I keep feeling like a year cycle. So you may have when a year's up, once you have it, you have about a year before it's going to have to be, I guess they check in with you again and you see if you still have it. If you still need
it. Yeah, I've got spondylosis. I'm in a wheelchair. and it's a long recovery. I just had my 69th birthday, so I guess I'm not bouncing back like a 21-year-old. Oh, bless you. Thank you. Older and wiser, I hope. But my current doctor, her first name is Lee. Her last name starts with an L. She's a very intelligent little Asian lady, but she got very, very rude to me about 3 weeks ago. So after she approves, I hope she approves me, extends my leave when I speak to her on the 31st. And then after that, I'm going to, would it be smart to try to get a new doctor or stick with her until she stops approving me?
I would stick with her until she doesn't approve. I think she will approve. She will approve for you. She may want to have a conversation with you before that, but she's going to approve you. I also have to, I keep getting the, while this is going on for you, I just feel like, you just have the freedom to just, you're teaching yourself other things. Like, I don't know if, you're just, researching for the just sake of you, learning new things for yourself. But, because I keep seeing, the research in my mind. So I love that in the back of my mind. It's like teaching yourself new skills, new things to do.
I love the research. I'm on the internet all the time. I even went on the internet and looked up your blog, and I love it.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
And I like your picture. You're a very handsome man, and I can see the kindness in you.
Oh, thank you so very much.
I'm
sitting in my chair, and I'm like literally watching you in my mind. You're just always reading something, and I'm like. There's the explorer in you, and you just need to see more.
Now, Wendy, does that answer all your questions?
Well, I'll just ask one more question, Jonathan, if it's okay. Do you see me and my sister Leslie moving to a new apartment maybe around April, May of next year?
It might be delayed. I feel like it would be delayed until a little later in the year, probably the summertime. If you can hold out until then, it's not a bad thing. Something's happened in divine timing, but I just don't feel like it's April. I feel like it's later than that.
Okay. Yeah, we might spend another 6 months, which would be July, so that you're spot on.
Yes.
And so we will sign a new lease. Maybe around my birthday, around July. And will it be the Reserve or another place?
I feel like another place. I just see my more, it just has more shelf for you. There's more space in what you're going to find.
Yeah. The Reserve is really expensive. Okay, but my sister and I will sign a lease together this summer, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, and hopefully we'll both be really happy about it. We'll be excited.
I feel like we'll be excited. To me, I'm excited to find a place with more room. I'm excited.
Okay.
I'm excited for you.
All right,
you're
God bless.
You're very welcome.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, baby.
I love you, and I love Jonathan and Barbara. God bless everybody. Thank you.
Okay, now our next caller. Coincidentally, he's been waiting 11 minutes and 11 seconds. That's interesting. As the area code 614.
Hello.
My name is Filson, and I'm calling from Columbus, Ohio. And I had a question about what direction I should go in as far as career, what my talents or skills might be.
Your talents and skills. One, I feel like you're a very dynamic person because I see in my mind, there's two different paths. One is, numbers with you, and so anything where I guess you get to jumble numbers around. But also, I don't know if you ever considered, coaching people and, I guess maybe one-on-one mentoring. I guess I can describe that maybe as a lot coach, but I find that interesting because it's numbers in one direction and coaching or just being on one with people in a not almost like a therapeutic situation, but it's to me it's more like it's about life.
Okay, you cut off. You said it's not a therapeutic situation. It's more about what?
It's more of a, maybe like a life coach or just like
okay.
Counselor, because it's just kind of like sitting with people. And it's not like a therapy session in my mind. It's just more about, you know, like it's more like a life coach. You're helping people, you know, understand, like, you know, how, I guess, how to work through life on some level. But I also really feel like you're a dynamic person. You can do more than one thing. And probably keep it interesting for you. So you have maybe two different jobs. And not that you have to do that, but I feel like if you want to, you're capable of doing that. Because the number symbol in my mind is my symbol of judgment. And you're good at something with numbers, where you're either crunching the numbers or you're organized in that sense. But it's two different sides to you. Which would also, to me, signify why, like, you know, if you have a hard time deciding, because you are a dynamic person, you can jump into many different things and be successful in any of it, because you can jump into something new and pick up what you need to do pretty quickly.
Yeah, that's exactly what made me, like, so hesitant. I just need to just go and just do something and then figure it out, but...
Exactly, and I also just want to point out, I'm sorry, the coming month of October is, let's see, either if, I don't, like, if you're not looking for a job now, October is, it would be a great time to be, you know, for things to kind of just popping up for you, and I'll say, if you're not looking already, now's a good time to start looking, because it's just going to set you for whatever is coming to by October.
What do you see coming up for me in love?
In love?
Yes.
Right now, honestly, nothing. And that's okay, because you can do a little more self-exploration in the meantime. I honestly just feel like, you know, it's such a weird time right now. Like, you're in-person kind of a person. Like, you want to meet people in person, none of this online stuff.
And it's like, really, you really want to, like, meet and greet and, you know, really kind of, you know, see someone for who they are in front of you. And now you really just can't do that. But honestly, right now, I just don't see anything popping up for you. That doesn't mean, you know, like, further down the road, nothing's there. It just means, like, for the time, for right now, I don't see something. I don't see something developing.
Okay, thank you.
But
you're
welcome.
You. Okay, our next one is area code 516.
Hi, how are you? Thank you so much for taking my call. This is Candace from New York.
Hello, Candace.
Hi. I
oh, you're from
really
my neighborhood.
Yes. I have a really important question, because it's like keeping me up at night. I'm a teacher, and I love what I do, and I want to go back. But I'm feeling like very uneasy about returning to a very different looking environment that will have many challenges. I'm also concerned about getting sick and bringing it home to a loved one. You know, and I don't want to live
right.
in fear. So, you know, I don't know what to do.
You know, without knowing exactly like what your, you know, the job you have, what you're doing about this once everything commences. Honestly, though, I don't feel like it's the only thing. Like, you love what you do, but I think you've had enough of, I guess, maybe the school you're at with the people that are that are above you, I guess, at the job. Because I just feel like there's more than one thing, you know, that's keeping you away, not just the COVID.
Okay.
But what to do? I also strongly feel like a grandmother is passing on your mother's side.
My mother's side.
Yes. Because when I do this, I also just sometimes, you know, whenever she walks in, they just like want you just like give like, you know, present an answer to me, and I'm just like, all right, grandma, right away.
Aw, that's so nice.
One,
hi, Grandma, I love you.
Well, please understand, you are, like, yeah, yes, always take precautions, but you are honestly fine. You're not, like, I strongly don't feel like you're going to get it, bring anything home to anybody. It's just my personal feeling. Like, aside, please take, everyone, please take precautions, but I just don't feel like, you're in danger of anything. But so yes, with that being said, you're still fine, and your grandmother says you're fine, and not to discount how you feel, but spirit's just like, you do what you need to, and you will be fine.
That's really, really great to hear, I must say. So, I just have a few years, and then I retire and do something that I'm really supposed to be doing, which is, any idea?
Well, I mean, as I'm speaking to you, I also see crystals around you, especially amethyst. So maybe you have amethyst around you at home.
Animals?
No, I'm sorry. Amethyst.
I'm sorry.
Crystals? No, I said amethyst.
You're breaking up. I don't know why. Oh, crystals.
If you have like amethyst crystals at home, like more than one.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. It's just like something I'm just trying to, like, I'm just looking to validate, like, I'm talking in the right energies for you. But spirits, like, the new thing you want to do, like, you can be doing that now and on the side, and it makes you happy. And it's like, why not bring some of that in? Why not bring some of that in now? Like, you can make the space and a little bit of time for it. It doesn't have to be a big thing. I keep also seeing like people gathering. I'm just like I like watching in my mind like people gathering in your living room or like around you. Like either you're going to do like a presentation in your living room or you're hosting a discussion in your living room, which is interesting. Yes, obviously this is after COVID, and we will have an after COVID time. This will be over. We can have people. We can be 2 feet away from somebody soon, like next year.
Next year, oh boy.
Yes,
I think we're all kind of done.
Won't
with
be
it.
Until. Yes, we are, but we have to wait a little while. We're going to have another session of this in the fall, but it will be over. It will be over next year.
That's good to hear. I mean, I just hope that everyone who's suffering now, can find some relief before that,
But I also just want to say, like, you are honestly doing wonderfully. You're fine, and spirit just wants you to know that you're protected, you're supported, and and they just want to say, like, we just want you, we want you to get going with your own, like, with your own ideas, because there's things, like, the things that you want to do, I guess, you finally do retire, is, they said it's first making you happy, and then it's also helping people afterwards. And I go back to it again. Like, I see, like, I don't know, you're giving a lecture in your own living room, which is maybe along the lines of the teaching, but I see people gathering around you. So that's what they want to show me.
Oh, well, I love having parties, so.
Okay.
I don't know if I can make a living on it.
Maybe you can, or maybe, like, or something, the thing that you're showing everybody.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, thank you so much, Joseph. You are so wonderful and kind and caring. You're just a wonderful person.
You're very welcome. Thank you so
thank
very
you.
Much.
I feel better. Grandma, yes.
Okay. All right.
You have a good time. Good night.
The next one that we have is area code 520.
Hi.
Hello.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Well, I've been in a many-year relationship with my significant other, and it's been a real rough time, but I'm in the middle of trying to think about leaving and moving on. And of course, when you're in a relationship that long, you do things together, like you make you tie up stuff financially and that kind of thing. And so I'm trying
to
keep
everything together.
Yeah, so I'm trying to sort through all that. I think he might have some health issues coming that are going to develop more deeper, I think. I'm not sure. And I'm just wondering how you see this, if you see me leaving before the end of the year.
It's interesting you say that, because I was going to tell you November is when, like, I think, like, what I see is like either you're just being set up and you leave either in November, or it's definitely before the end of the year. But
okay.
I also see you going back. So it's like something, you leave because you want to, but something calls you back. And because I'll say on some level, like, love is love, and, connections are connections. And, if you use the time to explore, what else could your love be, and, you're going to have that answer until you actually go out and do something like that. But I just feel so strong that the spirit just says, take a step back for a little while and just reevaluate what it is you want. And if you feel like this guy just really can't give it to you, then you can proceed accordingly. But I just keep feeling like step back and just, I guess, review what has happened. Health issues, I think it's not going to escalate be as much as perhaps you're receiving. I just feel like it's just a reason to, like, all right, that's the big, I'm out of here.
Okay.
I think
I'm sorry.
I think
you
maybe.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
I'm,
go ahead,
I didn't want
please.
I didn't want to cut you off. I'm sorry. Please continue.
No, you were breaking up toward the end. I couldn't hear all of you, what you were saying clearly. You said, I will leave before the year is out, probably, and then I'll come back.
And then I do see you, like, coming back and in, like, shape or form. So, like, you leave before the year is up, but then you're back, whether that's, like, a temporary visit or you're just back situation. Because spirit just wants to express, just like to think this through carefully, and it's just to figure out. They're just suggesting to not leave, but that's just their suggestion. Because
well,
it's just some things are changing, yes, but I'm sorry, they just keep telling me something about being playful and having a more playful approach to all this.
Okay. Well, does he want me to stay? I'm not sure what he wants.
I feel yes, he wants to stay.
Well, because if I leave, okay, so you don't see help with him getting worse. You don't see that happening.
Not very worse for your, I'll say, it's worth too much. I feel like it's just
okay.
him in the normal thing, cycles of things. I don't feel like it's, emergencies, honestly.
Okay. I think the only thing that would call me back is if he died. I don't know that I would want to come back. Is that what you see? That I come back because I have to tie up loose ends or something?
Not because he would pass away or anything like that. It just shows you literally going at the door and then at a different time coming right back in. For reasons
come,
like that, then yeah.
I'm sorry.
That you would
come,
you would leave, but then you would come back.
For romance purposes with him.
Or just to get back into what you had before.
Oh my God!
There's no romance now. It would just be maybe like a familiar. It's because it's a familiar situation.
Yeah. Wow, that is so weird. I mean, I can. Life is weird. I see that. It's not that I'm not believing you. Maybe I should sign on for a reading with you privately off the air. What is your website?
My website is my name, JOSEPHDAIRO .com.
I'm sorry.
EPH.
Okay.
DAIRO .com.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll just check it out. I mean, you've told me some really intriguing.
Yeah. Check it out. If you're interested, you're welcome to contact me privately.
Yeah, for sure. Wow. Because you told me some, you were right on the money on a lot of, you know, of course, when you're foretelling the future, you know, it's hard sometimes for it to be, you know, unless we're living in the future, but yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you know, and I'll say people have free will and they can change everything, which is like, so it's like, I don't consider myself like a foreteller. It's just really like, this is what spirit is like kind of giving it up. Like, right. That's likely what's going to happen. But if you change your mind, you change everything.
Yeah. Wow. Wow, you're very cool. I like it. Well, thank you. Thank you so much. And I listened to your other readings with other people. And, you know, a lot of us call with the same psychics on Blog Talk. And so we get to hear each other's stories. And, you know, what I heard you read for other people is basically the same that they get from other shows. So I know you're authentic.
Oh, well, thank you. I've had a long time training,
and I thank you very much. And I say that just to practice, and I mean like just getting comfortable with what I do.
Thank you.
Because it's like, yes, you're very welcome.
Please, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a nice day.
Bye.
Okay, our next one is area code 347.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're very welcome.
My name...
So, let's see. I didn't want to cut you off. So what's your question?
Okay. I wanted to know... My name is Tanika, and I wanted to know... Recently, someone came back into my life that I care about, and we were involved... In the past, when we worked at the same job, and I left that job last November. So he came to see me at my new job recently, last week, actually. And I'm wondering if we will, like, finally work out and be in a relationship.
What a relationship. First thing I get, though, like, that it will still be rocky.
So if you're willing to put in the work and like though and wait it out a bit, yes, you can be back into a relationship. I mean, I also just want to point out from just simple experience that, you know, with if things don't work, they didn't work out for a reason. Sometimes you have a revisit of things, kind of just to reference again, like, you know, have we worked out what worked within ourselves, what we didn't do the first time. And I feel like at least at the beginning, it's just an acknowledgement of, you know, within yourself and maybe within the other one. Like, did you, like, something in himself, did you both work out what you needed to work out? If you did, then we can proceed.
I feel like this is a good, I feel good about it though. So I feel like it's worth exploring for you.
Mm-hmm. How does he feel about me? And do we have a future? Is he involved with other people? Like, is he still married or anything like that? Do you want his name?
If he wants to say his name, I do feel like he's involved with other people, though. That's why I feel like it might be rocky in the beginning.
Oh, you said he is?
I feel like he is, like, there's other ways, but it's like, it's an opportunity for you to show who you are and not hide anything. It's just like, this is who you are, you know, wings spread out, and it's like, all right, you know, say, come and get me kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the spirit of giving that to me. It's like, they're just like,
here I am, you know, this is who I am, this is what I offer, this is, you know, do you want this? But more so, spirit would like you to just be confident with that, confident with yourself. Because when something, you know, something from the past comes back up, I'm not describing your situation specifically, but it's not always, oh, we can get back together now. Sometimes it's really just revisit saying, you know, did you learn something from this? Because we're showing to you, for you to reference in your mind, I learned something from this and I can go forward, you know, as the evolved person I am. But for you, like, they in my mind, spirits just gave me a green light. They said it's not a bad idea to proceed. and just see where this takes you. But I will say I do feel rocky about it. It's like the beginning is not going to be smooth. It's really just like, you know, to get kind of like to get his attention and just get him aware that, you know, that you are still interested. But I'll say, I want to explain it properly. Don't play hard to get, but also don't trail around him like lost puppy.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that. Find a good image. Like you're interested, but you're not. You know, but you're not overly eager.
Mm-hmm. Is he married?
But just they gave me the green light in my mind. So it's just like, all right, you can go with this.
Mm-hmm. I know he was married in the past. Is he still married or like living with his wife or ex-wife or what? What is that situation?
He might be still married. He might be still living, but I don't feel like the marriage is still there.
They're still married?
No, not still married. I don't feel like there's an emotional bond anymore. So even if it's okay, maybe legally, but not emotionally, which is a very different thing.
Okay.
Like he's already moved on from that.
And are you seeing other people? Is that what you're saying?
I feel yes. Yes.
Ugh.
So, like, to me, it's like it's just an opportunity for you to just, yes, you show up, you show who you are, and just see how it works. Because you need to be confident in, you know, in who you are and what you would offer in a relationship.
Mhm. Okay. With my current job, do you see me being at this job for a long time? Do you see me leaving anytime soon and possibly moving?
Moving, I don't see until possibly next year. I think, though, you'd want to move. Like, if you move, you want to do it with somebody, not by yourself, is the feeling I have. The job right now is pretty much status quo. You're doing okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're more worried about it than you need to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think, you know, you're doing a good job. I think, like, it's just maybe, you know, past right now, it's just there's a lot of stress going on, and you're just not, you know, less, you know, it's not that, you know, you make a little mistake and, like, you know, and you just maybe take it a little too far in your head. It's like, oh, you know, that you're not, that is just flat out, you know, you're not doing good at anything. That's not true. You are doing good at things. You just maybe be a little easier on yourself.
Mm-hmm. All right. So with the guy, you see things being rocky, but do you see us in, like, a real, like, concrete relationship?
But right now, I see you, like, you know, at least dating. Concrete relationship, I think, wouldn't come until later, until down the road a bit. The spirit is still giving me, like, it would be rocky. So it's like if you have to put in the work to get there.
I have to, or does he have to?
You both have to?
Uh-huh.
Not just you.
Because he knows how I feel. Like, he definitely knows that I want something deeper with him. And it's hard to tell if he has deep feelings for me or not. If, you know, if we'll ever develop that.
He's aware of it, and I'll say it doesn't hurt to express that on some level, but also I'll say you can figure out a way to do it without, you know, without being too, it's good to be open, but not, I'll say, I don't want you sounding desperate. Because that desperation, sounding desperate is not going to work with this guy.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't chase, but I feel like because I leave him alone, he's involved with other people. Like, it's hard. I don't know what really to do with him, you know?
Right. I mean, you know, it's, I feel like you need to go and try this out because one, I just like where it puts you, but also it's like for you, like the confidence, you need to bring in the confidence too. Because like let's just say even if it doesn't work out at all, but if you build up your confidence, you'll feel good about yourself no matter what.
Okay.
Because
all right.
you're worth a wonderful relationship, and I'm not saying this guy, but like, you know, but if it isn't this guy, because I feel like it's going to be work. It's going to work, you know, to either get his attention or get this relationship to the ground. But if it's also not this guy, it's just that you feel good about yourself, and that's okay. That it wouldn't be this guy. Spirit just keeps saying, like, just keep giving me the rocky road ahead of me. It's like, all right, it's, you know, a lot of trial and error, and try again, because I think this is just who he is.
And I'll have to chase him? Like, you won't pursue me?
I think in the beginning it would have to be a little of you pursuing him and just to let him be aware that you're into it and, you know, you need and be that an answer from him. Right now I feel like, you know, he's just, you know, looking around and like he's not serious about anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Which means, you know, you need to grab his attention.
Uh-huh.
I'll say, I want to emphasize again, you try to figure out what can grab his attention without making you seem desperate, because you know, walking up and just saying, you know, hey, I'm here and like I'm kind of interested in this, what do you think? Like that's not desperate. But it's like, you know, calling him, like, you know, constantly wondering where he is and asking him questions, that sounds desperate. Constantly needing to know what he's doing and you know, and do you want to do something, constantly asking him, that's desperate, because if he's not responding to you, that's your answer. And I think that's probably why, you know, you can ask and maybe ask a little later, but if it's like, you know, weeks go by and he's like responding, then that's really your answer. I keep getting, again, it's like, it's, you know, it would be, it's a challenge.
Yeah, it is. I don't want to have to pursue a guy. Oh. All right. Well, thank you for your.
You're welcome.
Go ahead.
You're very welcome.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something.
Okay. Thanks for calling your name.
Thank you.
Okay, the next one is 860.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. I hope you're doing well.
I hope so, too. I'm your neighbor. I'm in Connecticut.
You're in Connecticut. Yay. Hi, neighbor.
I know, right? From afar. Are you in Long Island?
Yes, I am.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. I'm in ski country. I'm Northwest Connecticut, but we're neighbors. We're still neighbors. So
yes.
Still neighbors.
Yes, we are. We're still neighbors.
Yeah. So I have a specific question. It's like universe provides. It's been really wacky, and I know I'm not the only one, but I'm really cutting off, basically shutting the door, like figuratively speaking, like anybody who doesn't match my frequency, they're out of here. Maybe it's an East Coast thing, and people actually think I'm from New York. I was born in Connecticut. But the point is that
we're not that different.
I'm so stunned. I'm done with the whateverness. So I would really appreciate any insight on you see me with a relationship, and when is that happening? I really want this. I know I deserve an awesome person. Because I'm an awesome person.
See you in a relationship, but before that, I do see you like I'm a little trial and error with people. Because I feel like you've been repeating, like, I guess it's like the one day thing or the one meeting thing, and that's it, and nothing comes of it. And I see this repetition with you. So please just know that it is going to end, because I do see you in a long-term relationship.
Yes.
In a time frame. Possibly like before this year is done, like you would be meeting the right, like the right kind of person to like to be with, because as you described before, like you know, you can try, you know, anyone who's not on the wavelength, you can kind of just like, I guess, annexing out of your life, kind of a thing,
which is good. Yeah. It's good. It serves you for a while, but some people, like not everybody, but some people just need to be a part of your life, because, you know, it's just, you know, I'll say there's family and there's friends, and some people deserve, I'll say, a second chance.
But yeah. I totally understand, like, you know, you want to be with people who are matching your vibration, and understand as you do that, that's who you're attracting to. You're attracting to somebody on your wavelength. And, you know, in some sense of like, you know, people who are toxic to you, you've said goodbye to them already. You now open the door for new people who are, you know, who are better
yes.
And can fill, you know, can fulfill you in the, you know, in what you need, because that is simply just the law of attraction.
Right.
But I do feel like, you know, I want to say, like, you know, you have to, I do feel like you still have to maybe do a couple of not a lot, maybe one or two more, single dates, and that's it. But, it's just, no, then we're moving on. We're moving on to someone who's going to stick.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. And then I'll ask my question. Go ahead.
For,
in the fall or towards the end of the year, because spirit just giving me like spirit just like just spirit with you has just been describing it that like we've been working on this because she's been asking. You've been asking, you know, maybe every day on some level about this. Like you just want that, but spirit just says like you can relax because we're working on it. Working on it, and we're bringing them in, but also understand with vibration, you focus on the lack of that you don't have it. The universe can only bring to you that you don't have it. You have to just maybe take a step back, relax with it, and let that new energy come into you. But how you do that, you just have to be okay with the way things are now and just know it's coming and just trust that it's coming. Because if you're not trusting, you're acknowledging every day that something you wanted is not here, and therefore the universe can only bring to you, it's not here. You have to change the focus.
Yeah, it's just, it's so chaotic. It's just like, it's like, you know, domino effect of like everything is just breaking down. You know what I mean? I'm just like, can I have a freaking break? It's been nuts the last couple of weeks, and health scare, and it was nothing to do with COVID. I still don't know what's going on with me. Just, oh my goodness. I'm just like, really, spirit? I really need this. I don't need this.
Consider it like we're giving you an upgrade, and that's why there's all these weird and crazy things going on. Because for me personally, when I have a lot of numbiness in my life, it usually means something is about to shift and change. And just from personal experience, that's when usually afterwards, like when all that smoke clears, it's like, oh, there's the thing I've been waiting for. It's there. I've been heading through the smoke.
Okay. That's cool.
And
I just have one thing. Do you feel or sense like this other? A new person coming in, or this old person, and he's always hanging in the background, and we're done, the old person in me, this is what I'm trying to clear the smoke over?
No, not the old person, a new person.
It's a new person.
A new person, you've done the old thing, and the old thing doesn't work.
Okay.
The old thing is familiar, but you've manifested stuff like a different person altogether, who was just very, very, a very, very different personality than the old guy. Not that he's bad; it just doesn't work.
Can I ask you one thing? Like, do you feel like a magic month for me, where things are just? I'm feeling October. What do you think?
A magic month for you would be definitely.
Oh, really? I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. You went in and out. I didn't really hear you.
What did you say? I don't know what you said. I was just wondering what you felt was a good month for me than the rest of the year. Which pops out for you? Things getting better.
Things getting better, personally, and not, you know, like not related to like anybody else, is the end of honestly around Halloween, like when the end of October into November is just a very like personally calming time, and just, you know, just happier for you. But also again, I'll say in like January, February is also a good time for you.
It's also a good time.
It's just whatever's kicking in for you then is what spirit draws my attention to. And it's like, honestly, well, October, honestly, is not that far away anymore. And if you really think about it, neither is January. But it's just to understand, like, you know, it's for you personally. Spirit just says these are your personally for you, a good, like just times when you're just maybe feeling more relaxed. And when you're more relaxed is when good things can flow to you, when you're like less stressed and like in your own energy, in your own mojo, then things can flow so much easier to you. And I'll say that's when opportunities pop up for you.
Okay. Do you feel or sense me having, this is totally different, but like I'm on my third book. Do you see that happening it's an inspirational book. I'm just doing quotes. I want to have it done by actually January, February. That's interesting. You said that.
then you're working up to that, and I love it. I love the energy. I'm sorry, you blinked out in the beginning of your statement, so I didn't catch it.
Okay, I'm sorry. I just, I was thinking of like the book thing. I have two books now, and now I'm on my third, and I just wanted like kind of be another Ernest Hemingway. Like I have so much wisdom, and It's based on my journey. Johnson knows I'm legally blind, so it's part of the journey, mm-hmm. and it's part of it's just been interesting, you know, having with the poorest vision. It's in my book, the first one, with the poorest vision. I've never had so much clarity in my life. So it's just.
I was going to say you're going to also have a fourth and a fifth book, so just to prepare yourself for that,
I want to interject here. Why don't you ask him about Ellen?
What was that? I'm sorry, Jonathan.
Why don't you ask him about Ellen?
Oh, Ellen. Yeah, that's a good question. So I sent my book. My first book is called IEYE on Purpose with a View. So it's like instead of I, like pronoun, it's I with a view. Anyway, and here's the irony. I'm going to read. Okay, so there you go. And so that actually right before shutdown, I'm not kidding you, I sent the book to Ellen Show. And I know she's in a little bit of a hot water thing right now, but and then actually Jonathan and I did a video for her, and I mailed her the YouTube address of this video that Jonathan helped me with, this producer, our Jonathan. So that was in July. That was in July. Do you feel or sense something happening with that, or just it kind of, I don't know, anything?
Somebody, like if not Ellen, then somebody else is going to catch that, because we got to get to the fourth and fifth book out of you. So look, you know, we got to give that all, I'll say that energy going. So if not her, then somebody else sees this, because I feel like this is like it's out there now, and you have a voice that people want to hear about it. You know, it's weird that bite down, but it is. I do feel like it could be picked up somewhere.
Okay. So are you saying like the people who work for her, somebody's going to catch it? Is that what you're saying? Or did I miss something?
I mean, I didn't say that, but if not her and her people, but somebody else, like, you know, I don't know how that works. Like, send it to her. Does she actually see it? I personally don't know. But somebody sees it and wants to do something with it. So whether it's, like, you know, the producers, but somebody wants to do something, because that's just like the kickstart to, like, I guess, how we get you to book four and book five.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry, I you got cut off a little bit. I couldn't hear you. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. The last thing I said.
I don't know what you said. I just that like the nutshell version. I'm so sorry. I don't know what you said.
It's okay. I apologize. I was giving me like yes, like somebody's going to like see this and just want to, you know, do something with it. There, that's, you know, gonna be immediate, but it's just you're gonna be out there, and that's why we get to book four and five with you.
Oh my God, that is so cool. When does book four and five come out? Like next year or the year after?
I'm feeling honestly the year after,
okay.
at least 2 years after, because you know it's also in, you know, the energy that you have to write another two books.
Oh, totally. I mean, I am so my mind is constantly. It's sad because now the spirit connection, the intuition is different on my end, but the awareness is. And I know you got understand all this. The third eye is wide open. And so I hear and sense and feel everything. And so now it's just about acting upon it. And I definitely get messages. And so there's so much to say.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
That is so cool.
It seems like, you know, can I just end with this? You're amazing. Can I, if you want to just connect with me, that would be great. I'm Amla Speaks, AMLA Speaks with an S .com. It's I like your energy. You're a pretty cool dude.
Thank you very much. I like your energy too. I like your vibe, because I like your vibe, because I also teach vibration. So I've been involved in like vibration and energy for years. Like I feel like that.
Very cool. Very, very cool. I will keep you posted. I cannot wait. I definitely need to get this inspirational book out for sure by January. I want to have it out. It's very doable because it's just quotes. Yeah. very doable. All
right.
So, yay. All right. Well, thank you, Jonathan. Thank you, Joseph.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
God bless. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right.
Bye.
Now, let's see here. Do you have enough energy for maybe one more, maybe?
Yes, I do. We can do one more.
Do you want to do a few more or one more?
Let's see. It's almost 9 o'clock. Let's do one more.
We'll do one more. This is the last call, and it'll be area code 631.
Oh, great. You got on. Yay. I'm Suzanne. How are you?
Hi, Suzanne. I'm good. How are you? 631. You're also from my neck of the woods.
I sure am, yes. My question is, do you see me meeting a significant man soon, and do you see any changes for job or moving?
I do see moving first. Definitely moving.
That wouldn't be until November.
Right, but have you considered going out of state and not be?
No, not at all.
Okay, then I guess it just feels that maybe it just feels that different to you, you're really far away. Just like I get so
okay, but definitely moving.
I can't hear you.
Let's see. I'm definitely moving. And let's see, job-wise, I feel like it's going to be stagnant for a while, so like I think we just have to hang tight for that. Relationship comes, I think, after the move. After the move, and you have yourself like feeling established, because in this
I wanted to move. I like my apartment, and I'd have to find out soon if I wanted to move in November. I mean, like in 2 weeks. They only give you have to give them notice now where I'm living to if you're going to move in November.
Right.
Because then I have to find a place in November.
You're right. I think, though, it's a wonderful idea for you. And I keep hearing the ringing in my mind that, you know, you want something like that gets, I guess, that's more sunny, that gets more sunlight maybe the main rooms. Like something you desire, but also more like wall space for you to hang pictures. It's just like I start seeing in my mind.
Yeah,
relationship though, like
up here now, but yeah.
Relationship comes like after that, because it's like once you're established, like then we can worry about a good relationship.
Yeah, but
see,
I
feel like
the go ahead. I'm sorry.
I feel like the kind of guy you like is maybe a little bit older than you, and really just has to be a little bit older than you. I say a little bit, not a lot.
A little bit what?
A little bit older.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so, but the thing is, if I move, I'm going to have to travel far to work unless I get something closer.
Job change, I don't feel that, at least for the time being. Still you have to travel a little bit. You can do that for a little while.
Well,
I feel like
it's
though,
like
this,
a part-time job, and I don't want to travel 40 miles a day for that.
You're going to move 40 miles away?
No, I don't want to drive 40 miles a day for a part-time job.
No, that's not worth it. But,
no, that's what I'm saying. That's why if I don't get another job, I have to stay at this apartment.
All right. And I guess, let's see. I'm not feeling it, though, so maybe you have to get more into high gear about looking for something else.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Because I'd have to get a phone call from the place I applied to, the apartment, like this week or next week, the latest, believe it or not. And then I'm starting my job that I had over the summer, like September 8th, so everything's like fast.
Right. Spirit says, though, but don't worry, because, you know, it's just seeds that you planted and just watch, you know, you're already planted them, just watch it grow. You have so much positive energy behind this, so it's like, I definitely see the move. So if you see the move can only happen if you get a new job, then I guess it's going to happen, because I see the move in my mind.
Okay, yes.
And so, like,
see them calling this week or next week because they, in order to me to get it from November, believe it or not, they'd have to tell me about it this week or next week.
Then next week.
Next week?
Yes. But then, same.
So I'm sorry, I'm listening to more than one person talk. Like, the one spirit like talks to me once sometimes. I'm just like, wait, one person says the other person says that, because it's kind of like you're getting it, and you know, and like, and they're just like, you're gonna be happy. So I love hearing that.
Yeah, I'm looking for a significant other. I'm looking for. I applied for an aide job too, a teacher aide or teacher assistant job, and that would be closer to where I'm moving. So I'm hoping I hear from them this week or next week, because school starts September 8th.
Right. I feel like, you know, it's just, let's see. I think you're going to get it, or it's not something similar, because I just, because then I'm just asking for clarity. Spirit just, because, I'm sorry, you have a few family members who have passed. Because
I can't hear you.
You have a big, you're not a family who has passed, because there's just so many like voices in my mind for you right now, and they're just kind of saying like, you know, you're full speed ahead, you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. Like we like the applying, and says you're, you know, I'll say prepare to get the things that you want.
Oh, good. So I'm hoping that maybe the school will call tomorrow.
That would be awesome. You have to let me know if they do. It would be cool.
Yeah, then I'll move in November. The school call in tomorrow, and then I'll get the boyfriend in November.
No, boyfriend might come a little later than November, definitely after the move happens.
Well, I'm only moving to an apartment. I can date. I mean. And do you see anything different?
True.
Real quick, with my son, do you see anything different with him?
The son. One, you're going to talk to him short, like soon. If not, like if like tonight or something, you'll be speaking to him. But Spirit also says for him, like, I'm sorry?
What?
Oh, I thought I heard somebody speak on the phone.
No, it's just me.
Okay.
With your son, let's see. Something different with him. I don't see anything with him. I also keep feeling like he wants to speak to you for like one reason or another, and I just keep seeing the phone conversation.
Yeah, he wants to join the Marines, but I don't want him to.
And he was like, he talked to you about that over the phone. I thought like that's just like,
well, he's talked to me in person about it. He's only 19, but yeah.
You don't want him to, but like, you know, he's 19. I mean, he doesn't have to say. I don't think he, like, you know, 19. I think he can stop it without your consent.
No, I know that, but he's my only son. I don't want him to go in the Marines. He's not going there to fight. He doesn't really want to be a fighter. He, you know, so I want him to finish his schooling, which he's going to do till January, but then he wants to quit 4 months before he graduates and go into the Marines.
No, he needs to graduate.
I know. I'm telling him that because
have that under his belt, and then he can do it. Then he can do that.
Yeah, he's only going to school for 2 years, and he's going into his second year. He's staying. He's in school till end of December. I just wanted him to finish up till May. Do you see him doing that?
I think you're going to have to push him.
Well, I can't push him because then he won't talk to me.
we can gently push him.
What?
Spirit just kind of says, no, you're gonna have to, you know, I guess, a little tough love in that situation.
Well, no, I can't, because if I tell him, he'll say he'll do what he wants. Oh.
I don't know, Spirit. Like Spirit just says no. You know, he'll talk to you, and like, you know, if I think the most important thing is that you want him to finish school. So, and like I said, in the meeting, a halfway thing is like you could discuss, you finish school and then you can go do this, and that would like satisfy that aspect with him. But
I already told him that. I already told him that, and he said, "No, I'll do what I want to do." So.
No, I think, let's see, I don't see him leaving to get out early.
Yeah, he wanted to leave like January, February. He wanted to go to school till January, then it's over. Schools are closed anyway. I mean, like the colleges in New York are closed anyway, like online. And then he wanted to go, like if they asked him to go January, February, March, or April, he was going to leave. But I'm saying just stay till next May and get it finished.
I mean, it's been just saying, like, it's just what you need. Like, better that he stays, finishes school, then he can go do that.
Okay. Well, it's up to him. It's not up to me. If he gets recruited, he goes, if you know what I'm saying.
Right. He's just looking for any reason to go, and spirit says it's just not a good idea.
I know that. So
you know,
that's
you're itching for it. He's just got to wait. He has to wait just a little bit longer.
Well, that's what I'm praying for. I tried to talk to his dad about it, but his dad won't talk to me.
No, he won't. That's okay.
He won't.
Don't need, you know.
Do you think he'll have any influence in telling him to finish school?
He'll listen. I'll say the influence. You know, he's young and he wants to, as you said, he wants to do what he wants to do. But I think like it's just something maybe you and his father have to just like, you know, just make sure you're on the same page about it.
Well, his dad won't talk to me.
Spirit, I'm sorry. Spirit just says no. You have to. Yeah, like I guess.
I'm sorry. What?
Make this known. I'm sorry, Spirit. I keep getting Spirit. No, you like you. No, you make this known. So he has to stay in school and just finish it out, and then he can go.
Yeah, no, I know that, but I tried to call his dad. We don't live together, and his dad never calls me back. He doesn't want to talk to me, so I can't even talk to his dad about it. So it is what it is.
It is what it is. You can also, and I would also think, you know, send a text message whether or not he reads it or not is, you know, his thing, but.
No, his dad won't even text me. He acts like I'm dead.
Although about the topic of him being in the Marines, I feel like his father feels the same way as you do.
What?
So, like, you're on the. I feel like the two of you, though, even though you don't speaking to his father, but you're on the same. He's the same page with you about your son, like waiting a little bit before he goes into the Marines.
Yeah, I know that. So
and
I'll have to say what
gonna,
I yeah.
You know, your son's going to talk to you again about it because, you know, whether or not he's going to proclaim what he is and, you know, in just the most loving way, you know, just, I guess.
Yeah, he really
explain,
just,
you know,
he doesn't want to fight, believe it or not. He wants to go to be a police officer.
No.
So he thinks this is a way to do it, but I just said wait the 3 years till the next test is and do something in between. But I guess he wants to go to the Marines and then take the test if they let him go or save it for him and then go back into the Marines.
Right. Yeah, the brain is
right.
Be difficult.
Yeah, I know.
Has he answered all your questions, Pam?
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you. Bye-bye now.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Bye. Now, thank you for coming on. I want to say my co-host, Barbara, if you're out there, I know she's going to be listening to the show, we miss you dearly, and there's an emptiness without you here. It's really, whenever she's here, she always brings something to the show, and I always love reminding her what she brings to the show. So, you know, Barbara, I know you're probably high above in a plane somewhere, so you'll be joining us in I think a day or so. So thank you for coming on, Joseph Darrow. It was a lot of fun, and I hope you can come back on again soon.
Oh, that would be wonderful. I would love to come back on. Thank you for having me on again.
You're welcome. Thank you. Good night. Oh,
you guys,
and I should say, we have a YouTube channel. Were you going to say something?
I was just going to say, you guys are awesome. I'm so grateful that you have me come on so often.
Yeah, we have a YouTube channel, and this show will be on YouTube shortly, and we also have a website that's going to be back up shortly, and we also have a TV channel that's called Life, Laughter, Happiness, Learn on Roku. Do you have Roku, by the way, Joseph?
Yes, I do.
Well, if you could. Well,
I could sign on to watch you.
Yeah, please add me and add our channel. It's Life, Laughter, Happiness, Learn. I'll text it to you. And it's in the educational category. And if you could, please leave me a rating of hopefully 5 stars. Okay? So,
okay.
Thank you, everybody, and good night.
Good night. Thank you.